The environmentalist Little Green Book is a parody of Mao's Little Red Book. But instead of quotes from the Chinese revolutionary, the Green Book contains what the chamber labels the extreme views of some radical environmentalists. The quotes are grouped under chapter headings such as eco-terrorism and bye-bye business. For example, this quote is found in the chapter Hatred of Humans. It's a quotation from the editor of the Earth First Journal, John Davis.
Human beings, as a species, have no more value than slugs.
Here's another quotation. It's attributed to Friends of the Earth founder David Brower.
We must reclaim the roads and the plowed land, halt dam construction, tear down existing dams, free shackled rivers, and return to wilderness tens of millions of acres of presently settled land.
The environmentalist Little Green Book was compiled and edited by the U.S. Chamber of Commerce's Vice President for Environment and Regulatory Affairs, Bill Kovacs. He says the book is a humorous look at what he calls outrageous statements by environmentalists.
Well, initially, the intended audience was industry, because when you're in industry, you're constantly being barraged. This is a movement where when they attack industry, they're attacking industry, technology, capitalism, because they fund these. Some of the radical environmental groups fundamentally disagree with the premise that we should have technology, that we should have capitalism, that we should create wealth.
In the introduction, you write, it's time for responsible environmentalists to repudiate the extremists.
Yes.
And you quote people like John Muir, the founder of the Sierra Club. You quote Vice President Al Gore. You quote David Brower of Friends of the Earth, some people who are fairly respected.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you consider to be an extremist?
Well, I don't know that we're labeling them extremists. I think Al Gore probably comes fairly close on some of his theories. What we're saying is these particular thoughts that they have uttered are extreme thoughts. Whether the person is an extremist, that's for someone to judge on all of their writings.
Kovacs says the environmentalist Little Green Book is simply having fun with what he calls some disturbing and outlandish quotes. But environmentalists aren't laughing. The first quote of the book, spoken a century ago, is from the founder of the Sierra Club, John Muir. He said, "Man is always and everywhere a blight on the landscape." Carl Zakella is a spokesperson for the Sierra Club. He says isolating that quote is misleading.
John Muir believed in protecting wilderness for people. He said it over and over again, hundreds of times. They select one quotation, which I believe is taken out of context of a statement that he made about Yosemite Park, which was being overrun at one point when the state of California managed it before the federal government took it over again. So, you know, this is really very misleading, and it's also, unfortunately, very typical of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce.
The editor of the book says the environmentalist can't take a joke. Bill Kovacs says his intent was to start a dialogue between business and environmentalists. Environmentalists are skeptical. Some business leaders are too.
I suppose you can initiate a dialogue with somebody by spitting in his or her face, but it's really not the kind of productive, constructive dialogue that you want.
Joe White is the dean of the University of Michigan Business School. White says the old mode of confrontation has been disappearing. He says today corporate leaders and environmentalists are trying to find common ground. So he says the U.S. Chamber of Commerce's booklet is out of step with most of corporate America.
Picking out a handful of the most extreme environmental statements, not to mention just regrettable dumb things people have said over the years, and putting them into a booklet is not a helpful step during this period of dialogue and cooperation.
On its website promoting the environmentalist Little Green Book, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce says it supports sensible efforts to ensure clean air, water, and land. But the booklet's editor, Bill Kovacs, says the point of the booklet is that business should not be curtailed in the process.
Technology is good, business is good, the generation of capital is good, and we think that some of these radical environmental groups are really on the extreme, and they don't have a following.
Chamber of Commerce officials say the Little Green Book has a following. The first run of 2,000 copies, printed on recycled paper, is almost gone. The Chamber is planning a second printing, adding new quotes. Chamber officials are so pleased with the reaction to the Little Green Book, they're also planning a series of similar books on other topics. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, this is Lester Graham.